Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Anime Podcast. And so today we want to be talking about, is Bun the strongest sin right now in the Seven Deadly Sins group? Now, if I asked that question a couple of months ago or last year or so, I would be laughed at to death. People would take stones and throw at me. I mean, they were coming with the jokes last year for Bun. Now, Bun is my favorite character, so I was feeling tight. Last year, I was so angry, man. They were calling Bun worthless, worst of the seven deadly sins. They made so much jokes at that guy. And then Escanor, you know, Escanor was coming in the picture now. He was at his prime. He was beating people left, right, and center. Escanor was the guy. He was the rising sun. You know, the sin of pride. Escanor was everywhere. Melodious, you know, he was getting back his demonic powers and all his good stuff. And then you had the Ten Commandments that were out of the leagues. And then you had Merlin. She was like a one-of-a-kind magician. And then even King got his power up, you know. And Diana got her power up. And everyone was just shining. And my guy, Bun, was just... They tore him apart, man. It's a good thing he had that immortality, or else he would be dead by now, man. Thank God for immortality. But no, that's not the case no more, my guy. Oh, we have come a long way. Bun fans, we have come a long way. I said we have come a long way, Bun fans. It's been a while. It's been in the works. We are here now, though. It's been a long time coming. But here we are. They can no longer joke about Bun being worthless no more to us. That is not the case no more. My guy, Bun, is going toe-to-toe with the Devil King, and he does not have immortality. Hallelujah, that feels good. They cannot say Bun is surviving because he is immortal. My guy is not immortal no more. My guy is just strong, powerful. The epitome of badness. Bun is now possibly the strongest sin of the seven deadly sins. Behind Melodious, of course, because, you know, Melodious is always been a guy that was unstoppable. You know, he is that nigga. But Bun, having gone to purgatory, spent almost 1,000 years in purgatory, you know, withstanding the harsh environment of purgatory, and also facing the Devil King I think in the time period, at least for a century or more, give or take, I might be wrong on that number. But Bun has been surviving purgatory, fighting the Devil King for a long period of time. And his body has now been able to withstand harsh environment, huge attacks and all of these things. And I think now, even though my guy has lost the immortality ability, he has instead replaced it with being invulnerable. You know, the first attack that the Devil King threw at him, you know, Diana to put up a boulder, you know, use her earth style to put up a boulder to block her and the rest of the seven deadly sins and their, you know, what's that word I'm looking for? Teammates and the people that are there with them that are helping them fight to survive that. And my boy Bun took that, you know, and even stopped it, and nothing happened to him. You know, normally when Bun was immortal, one of the recurring things we saw happening is that Bun used to sustain injuries. Every time he got a huge blow, his body would either rip, he would lose a limb or something, and it will quickly regenerate. And so, you know, it was almost a recurring theme with Bun. And I guess that was one of the abilities of one of the good things about being immortal is that he could tank any attack and survive it. But now my guy don't need no immortality. He uses immortality to bring back his love. So now he has his love, the love of his life. He has immortality, he has invulnerability, and he's a badass guy. My boy Bun has it all now. He has a queen, he's strong, and they can no longer make joke at him. Bun fans, it's time to rise up and laugh. Let us all join forces now and praise Bun. That's right. My guy is greedy. I think that's right. He's the sin of greed, right? I think our glutton. Something with greed. Yeah, and so my boy was greedy to be stronger, and now he is stronger, facing the Devil King, a full power Devil King. It feels good. It feels real great. I must say that. I appreciate it. I very much appreciate it. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. This has been a wonderful time, you know, and I hope to see you guys in the next episode. Make sure you stay tuned, subscribe, follow, like, whatever you do. And I'll see you guys next time. All right. Goodbye.